local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, another hot one today, maybe even hotter than yesterday. Dr. Bill has the details on the way, 78 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride from Airport Dolphin, Old Shell and Spring Hill and 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. Haven't had any delays yet. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 708, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Monday and a full discussion of our forecast, the hot one for the week, but a little cool down by the weekend with Dr. Bill coming up and a look at the tropics, something out there in the Bay of Campeche. We'll talk to Doc about that coming up around 735. Right now, headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search continues for two missing children. The Montgomery Police Department, they are reaching out across the state to find Tavion and Shania Washington. They are siblings, and they've been missing for more than 4 months. Tavion's described as a 7-year-old black male, last seen wearing a white shirt, khaki pants, and a green and blue bubble jacket. Shania's described as a 9-year-old black female, who was last seen wearing a yellow shirt, khaki pants, and a pink bubble jacket. With a hood. They were last seen at Chisholm Elementary School in Montgomery, January the 30th of this year. If you have any information which can bring them home safely, you're encouraged to contact 911 or the Montgomery Police Department at 334-625-2651. Medicinal marijuana making headlines now that the Alabama legislature has agreed to create a commission of doctors, lawyers, and other professionals to study medical marijuana. It's a move which was slightly different from earlier legislation which would have legalized medicinal marijuana. That bill passed the Senate but stalled in the House. The study commission bill was a compromise between the two sides. The bill will also extend a study at UAB on the use of cannabis oil, which is used to treat epilepsy. The bill called Carley's Law was scheduled to expire in July, but that will now remain in effect until July of 2020. Medicinal marijuana has been known to be effective when it comes to relieving pain, muscle spasms, and could help decrease opioid abuse and addiction. The bill now heads to Governor Kay Ivey, who could sign it into law. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The divorce between Gulf Shores and the Baldwin County School District is official. As of Saturday, Gulf Shores has separated from the county, becoming an independent school system.
Symbolically really exciting for the city.
Absolutely, it is, but because it is to be able to remove the portables and to be able to get the traffic flowing.
The first day of school in Gulf Shores is August 8th. Baldwin County schools begin August 14th. Crews battled a boat fire in Niceville Sunday evening. It's happened at a marina right off Boggy Bayou. The fire is under investigation this morning. Police are investigating the death of a bicyclist in Pritchard. Authorities have not released the victim's name, but a suspect in the case has been charged. 70-year-old John King was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just before 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Police say he hit and killed a man riding on his bike on South Wilson Avenue near Hart's Fried Chicken. King was arrested and charged with felony DUI and vehicular homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our future calendar is as hot as a July bottle rocket. Coming up, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the World Turkey Calling Championships. Yes, I said turkey calling. All ages of human competitors will compete for the different titles at the Mobile Convention Center June 14th and 15th. For more info, visit mobilesportsauthority.com. Go all out. We do.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools has invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Golden State evens up the NBA Finals. Alabama softball gets so close to the College World Series Finals, and Auburn baseball with a stunning weekend. It's 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs, the Golden State Warriors rallied in the second half to beat the Toronto Raptors 109-104, and even the NBA Finals at 1-1.
That'll do it. Golden State has tied the finals. What a gritty performance on the road.
Golden State's Andre Iguodala hit the game-clinching three-pointer with 6 seconds to play.
Iguodala puts it up. It's good. Andre Iguodala drills it with 5.9 remaining. What a clutch shot from the veteran.
The Warriors' DeMarcus Cousins was inserted into the starting lineup in his second game since returning from a torn quad. Boogie delivered with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists in the win. Kawhi Leonard had 34 points and 14 rebounds for the Raptors. They had won 5 games in a row since falling behind 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now Game 3 and 4 set to be played in Oakland. The next one tips off at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins blasted the St. Louis Blues on Saturday night 7-2. The Bruins got ahead early with 3 first-period goals and 2 more in the second, taking a 5-1 lead into the third period. Boston defenseman Torrey Krug led all scorers with a goal and 3 assists. Patrice Bergeron scored the first of the game. He also added 2 more assists and earned the first Star of the Game award. Boston can win their 7th Stanley Cup with 2 more wins. Game 4 set in St. Louis tonight at 7 o'clock. In the NCAA Softball World Series, Alabama fought as hard as they could, but came up just short of beating the Oklahoma Sooners twice in a row last night. That puts an end to the Crimson Tide season. Alabama lost to Oklahoma on Thursday 3-2 and then fought their way through the loser's bracket over the weekend, beating Florida 15-3 and Arizona 2-0 on Saturday. Then yesterday, the Tide beat the Sooners 1-0 in extra innings, forcing an elimination game late last night. The Sooners would go on to win that game 7-3. Now Oklahoma will play UCLA in a best-of-3 series starting today. Oklahoma seeking their 3rd Women's College World Series title in the last 4 years and its 4th championship this decade. UCLA has 12 national titles, but they haven't won since 2010. In the NCAA baseball regionals, the Auburn Tigers went undefeated over the weekend and upset Georgia Tech twice to advance to the Super Regionals. The Tigers crushed Coastal Carolina on Friday, had a walk-off 3-run homer to beat Tech late on Saturday night, and then beat the Yellow Jackets again yesterday 4-1 to advance. Auburn is one of six SEC teams to advance to the Super Regionals. They join LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. The best of three Super Regional round begins on Friday. In golf, Patrick Cantlay won the Memorial Tournament at Jack Nicklaus's course in Ohio with a score of 19 under par. Tiger Woods played great yesterday with a final round 5 under par. Unfortunately, he didn't shoot as well the rest of the weekend, still finished tied for 9th at 9 under. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch picked up his series-leading 4th win of the season, finishing first in the Pocono 400 in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. The win is Busch's 55th career Cup Series win, which puts him in a tie for 9th on the NASCAR Cup Series victory list. Brad Keselowski finished second yesterday, followed by Eric Jones in third. And in boxing, a major upset with underdog Andy Ruiz Jr. knocking out heavyweight title holder Anthony Joshua in the 7th round. Ruiz was an 11-1 underdog when he entered the ring at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night, standing 4 inches shorter than his opponent and with much more body fat around his waist. Ruiz survived a 3rd-round knockdown, knocked Joshua down twice later in the round, and twice in the 7th round, that final Fury putting an end to the fight.
That is it! Andy Ruiz Jr. is your new heavyweight champion of the world! Shocking Anthony Joshua at Madison Square Garden!
Joshua was the WBA, IBF, and WBO heavyweight champion and a massive favorite going into Saturday night's fight. Many were already lining up his next bout, hoping that he would meet WBC champion Deontay Wilder for a mega fight and title belt unifier. But with the first loss of Joshua's career coming in stunning fashion, all those plans are now on hold. Believe it or not, Ruiz is the first boxer of Mexican descent to win a heavyweight world title.
He's got that Dunlap's disease, though.
He does. Dunlapped all the way over that belt.
But now he has a title belt to Dunlap over.
Yeah.
Amazing. So first Mexican-American or Mexican descent to win heavyweight, because they've done, so many people with Mexican surnames have done fantastic in welterweight and flyweight.
Yep.
I mean, they've like dominated that.
Yeah, I mean, you
no
think
big of, boys till now.
You think of boxing, you think of Mexicans.
I
mean, they've been running the game for a long, long time. I couldn't believe that he's the first Mexican fighter to win the heavyweight belt.
So the first big boy, and he's got dad bod, which is, he's going to be, if he sticks with it, I'm telling you right now, if he wins a few more fights, he will have like a Tiger Woods effect on golf. He'll be like the people's favorite because he looks like a lot of dudes out there. And people are like, look at there, honey.
Uh-huh.
He can do it. He's a top athlete.
Yeah, he's got more than dad bod. He's got all-you-can-eat buffet bod.
He's a boxer. Boxers are usually the most fit people ever.
I love it.
And there's Ruiz going, hey, excuse me, let me win this fight.
I'm all in on the title reign of Andy Ruiz Jr. until he fights Tuscaloosa's Deontay Wilder. But until then...
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm with Andrew Ruiz. I love it. 719 now, that's sports here on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by the American Softball Association. It's the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our own backyard. Coming up this Wednesday, the second annual ASBA Softball Entry Draft. Come on by Moe's Original Barbecue on Spring Hill Avenue in downtown Mobile, Wednesday at 4 p.m. The doors open at 3. The top women's softball players in the country will find out which team in the American Softball Association they'll play for this summer. You can grab some great Moe's Barbecue and some drinks while you watch. Find out more and grab your tickets at asbasoftball.com or at ASBA Softball on Facebook. And tonight on Sports Night, beginning at 7, we're giving away some season tickets
to
the ASBA softball season. 719, now that's sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Also, coming up, speaking of sports, now with the SEC meetings over and they said green light to individual teams and stadiums deciding whether they're going to serve beer and wine. What do you think about that? Getting a cold beer at Bryant Denny versus something out of a flask? I mean, versus nothing? Talk about that coming up. Y'all stay close.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Franklin's starter and alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Pretty good ride so far across the Bayway, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Malvern I-10. Just watch for the state troopers. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Monday. Remember, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. And use that TuneIn Radio app. You can stream the station on your smartphone anytime. TuneIn Radio, check it out today at Google Play and at iTunes. Now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The man accused of hitting and killing a motorcyclist has now been charged with manslaughter and driving under the influence. This happened in Baldwin County. Robertsdale Police, they report that last Saturday afternoon, 38-year-old Noel Cortland Bergevin was traveling north on County Road 71 when he crossed over the center line into the southbound lane and was partially off the road. That's when he hit 43-year-old Elmer Earl Cook II, who was on the shoulder of the road. Mr. Cook was pronounced dead at the scene. As for the driver, he was arrested for driving under the influence and manslaughter. Bergevin has been placed in Baldwin County Jail. This investigation is still ongoing. If you're ready to throw a party and want to serve adult beverages, you now have a new place to do your shopping. Go ahead and head to your local Family Dollar. The discount chain made the announcement last week that they would soon stock their shelves at more than 1,000 of their locations nationwide. The Virginia-based discount chain made the announcement that they would hope to boost their sales when it comes to selling alcoholic beverages. That could happen as soon as this week. You'll recall Dollar Tree announced last March that they were closing 143 Family Dollar stores by the end of May. Now, looking ahead, another 200 Family Dollar stores will be rebranded as Dollar Tree locations. Sales of alcohol, once again, could begin as early as this week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5. And speaking of alcohol, there you go. A change now at the SEC Media Days meeting that concluded last week. The FCC lifted its ban on in-game beer and wine sales. So, but now it already looks like the schools lining up. Alabama and Auburn, I don't think, are going to do it, at least not this year. New SEC policy goes into effect August 1st, and it would require schools to decide to sell alcoholic games to implement a series of conference-wide alcohol management procedures. According to the story from AL.com, it says that includes the establishment of designated stationary sales locations, a restriction that prohibits sales by vendors in seating areas. Dang it. A limit on the number of alcoholic beverages purchased per transaction and designated times for each sport that they must stop selling alcohol. I guess the last call there. Mm-hmm. Third quarter. I've seen that at some SEC championship game and places I've gone where there has been beer for sale. They do. They wrap it up before the game.
Yeah, that's pretty standard protocol. If you go to even NFL games, final call is usually there in the third quarter.
All right, policy doesn't change anything regarding suites or privately leased areas within the stadium for sale and distribution of alcohol that's already allowed by the SEC. You know, it's one of these questions that you could say, well, can't some things just be college? And then it's just the SEC. There's other conferences that absolutely allow it. But can it just be, you know, an alcohol-free zone? You can say that, and I appreciate that, and you want to have the children have an experience away from. But I don't think anybody has a problem with responsible people drinking a beer or two during the game. I think what people have a problem with is somebody turning into an idiot during the game.
That would be the biggest issue for the SEC.
Right. You take your children there, I got the family there with Brian. But I tell you, as a graduate of the University of Alabama, attend a lot of games as a student and been going for decades since. Even now, with the tighter security and the clear backpacks and the searches and all that, there's still plenty of booze that makes it into the, you know, I mean, it's almost, maybe, well, I guess I'm outside the statute of limitations. We considered it a point of pride to get creative with ways to get bourbon into Bryant Denny when I was upstairs. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but the kids are out of school. They're not listening anyway.
I think it's one of those, if it ain't broke, don't fix it things. I mean, we already know that a lot of people are getting their booze into the stadium somehow, some way. They're making it past security with the booze. But, you know, it's not exactly like SEC stadiums outside of Vanderbilt are having a tough time selling tickets. Maybe Kentucky, maybe they should have just legalized it at Vanderbilt and Kentucky games. most of the other schools have no problem filling up 100,000 seat stadium. So why add in the alcohol unless you have slumping ticket sales?
Great point. So you would bring it in if you needed to bring people in, but if you sell out every game, why change it? Great point.
You're just adding a problem.
Like I have, Lord knows, no teetotaler, but at the same time, I know that those kind of situations, you see it where people get at a ball game and they get really rude. Mm-hmm. And not everybody, most people can handle it, but there's that person that can't handle it. And, you know, I think that should be a place that I could expect that my children could sit. I mean, they're going to hear some things as, you know, inside the Bama, you know, inside the Bama seats. So here's some things that may expand their vocabulary, but we try to keep that to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Especially when a particular song is playing, right? They tried to shut that down.
You know, we usually take them out into the concourse, or we start talking very loudly to the children, like, hey, so what are you thinking you want to do when we get back home? Ha, ha, real loud.
I did notice, though, once this news came out late last week and over the weekend on social media, a bit of class warfare, because it's like all the people that sit in general seating realized they've been serving alcohol in the suites and clubs for a while now. And with the Georgia Bulldogs, they were the first to come out with the news last week. They said, well, if you're a donor and you've donated this many thousands of dollars, then sure, we'll give you some beer outside your suite. So a lot of people that don't sit in those suites and in the club section were like, wait a second. So they get to drink and we don't?
Well, and even at Bryant Denny, they have the different... They have a club thing. I forget what it's called now. I think maybe the end zone club or something like that, where you have your lockers that can be stocked, where they have them down there. But then again, you would only be boisterous and offensive to the people around you down there versus, you know, where we are in the regular seats, where we have children and all that. I'm torn, but you make a great point. If the idea is have beer and wine sales to make sure people come to the football games, that's not a real problem for the University of Alabama or Auburn.
Not at all.
So, all right, 7:29, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Crews battled a boat fire in Niceville Sunday evening, happened at a marina right off of Boggy Bayou. The fire is under investigation this morning. Fire crews are also investigating a blaze in Grand Bay. This happened at a home on Bent Ridge Drive Sunday afternoon. Investigators say the fire started in the garage and quickly spread. In Pensacola, a 25-year-old man is accused of killing his grandfather. Investigators say James Royster was found beaten to death at his home last month. Mark
Marcus Knight was arrested Friday. Knight lived with his grandfather but was recently kicked out of the home. The Southwest Alabama Regional School for the Deaf and Blind has been renamed. It is now the H.L. Sonny Callahan School for the Deaf and Blind. Callahan, a former U.S. senator, was instrumental in establishing the school. It serves Mobile, Washington, Clark, and Escambia counties. And registration begins tomorrow for alligator hunting season in Alabama. There are 100 tags up for grabs in the Southwest Alabama zone. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Pop, what are you doing?
Oh, just looking at my hands. These hands have held the most beautiful woman I ever met, your mom. These hands have held two little girls and three little boys, all grown now. You were one of them. I guess it's time these hands put away your mom's wedding ring and all those cards and pictures she loved so much.
Yeah, Dad, I know. Come on, let's go to that safe store. You know the one. Right off I-65 in Moffitt.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. It's time.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were welcomed to Buckingham Palace. The band of the Grenadier Guard played a medley of American military songs. Bob Costantini reports Mr. Trump's arrival is not without some friction in the air.
The president's official host is Her Majesty the Queen, but before he arrived, he tweeted from Air Force One that London Mayor Sadiq Khan is a stone-cold loser. Khan has helped gin up protests against Mr. Trump's visit, pointing to the president as, quote, one of the egregious examples of growing far-right nationalism in the world.
Top officials from the U.S. and Mexico plan talks today on potential tariffs on imports. President Trump is demanding fewer migrants coming into the U.S. through the southern border. A senior North Korean official, Kim Jong-chol, who was reported as executed in his own nation, has appeared in public with leader Kim Jong-un. A South Korean newspaper had previously reported Chol's demise. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. President Trump's chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors is leaving the job. Trump tweeted that Kevin Hassett will be leaving soon, but didn't give a reason for the departure. The departure follows a tumultuous period for economic policy in the White House with an escalation of trade tensions that several of Trump's advisors have resisted amid concerns the resulting uncertainty could hurt business investment. Makeup powerhouse Sephora has announced it will close all of its stores, distribution centers, and corporate offices for employee training after a racial profiling incident involving Grammy-nominated singer SZA. The black R&B star tweeted she was in one of the beauty chain shops when security was called on her. Sephora says it will close on Wednesday morning to host inclusion workshops for its employees. The incident with the singer occurred at a Sephora store northwest of Los Angeles. Crude oil trading at $54.17 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Join members of the Mobile Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution and your Mobile Public Library to celebrate Flag Day, Friday, June 14th, 10 a.m. to noon at the West Regional Branch Library, 5555 Greelot. Enjoy crafts, games, and snacks as you discover historical effects about Old Glory with a possible appearance by Betsy Ross. So come celebrate Flag Day at the West Regional Branch Library on Greelot, Friday, June 14th, 10 to noon.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I don't know the actual numbers on it, but I just know what it felt like. It was hot this weekend.
Yeah, 95 degrees Saturday and then 96 yesterday. Looks like we missed a record by only 2 degrees yesterday afternoon. And we could top that today. Good chance that we get up to 97, maybe even 98 degrees. There's just a very slight chance that we could see an afternoon thunder shower. But for the most part, it should be a sunny day. Now, tonight, the low temperature, about 72, 73 tomorrow morning. And then another hot day tomorrow with sunshine, about 95, perhaps 96 degrees. And again, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunder shower. The probabilities of rain, though, really pick up the second half of the week. We'll start on Wednesday with partly cloudy skies and isolated afternoon thunderstorms, be in the low 90s. And then Thursday and Friday, an upper air disturbance will be moving over our area, and it's going to help set off thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. So Thursday, good chance for thunderstorms, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s. And then Friday, the same thing, numerous showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. So that's a real good chance to end this drought that we've had the last couple of weeks, that also we've had those very, very high temperatures. Looking ahead to the weekend, though, things improve a bit. The partly cloudy Saturday with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s to near 90. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and we're warm into the lower 90s. So we're really counting on the rain coming in Thursday and Friday to give us some badly needed rain. Officially, yesterday, let's see, Saturday, we had 0.16 inches of rain. That's it for the airport. Most areas did not get any rain on Saturday, and of course, yesterday was dry.
Yeah, it was weird, though. I mean, it was kind of like a summer system because I'd leave one place like my house and not be any rain, and then travel to an area that I could see water, standing in the ditch, and then back to an area completely dry. So more like that scattered system.
Yeah, it was just a little bit of a sea breeze front that occurred right along the coast, so that most of those showers were confined to the coastal counties and that remained dry well inland.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching?
There is a disturbance over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of Campeche. It could develop into a tropical storm, but it's right along the coast of Mexico, and therefore that's going to keep that storm from growing. And most likely it'll move inland, and a lot of the moisture will spread northward on into Texas, perhaps even into Louisiana over the next few days. But that's about it for that system.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and also his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. I mentioned before we went to the news at the bottom of the hour, or top of the hour, what passed in the legislature this regular session, and maybe the flip side of this is what didn't pass and what failed. The lottery, the one that had a lot of us going, really, that's what didn't pass? It sure didn't. Also, permitless carry, marijuana decriminalization, payday loans, and it would have extended the time people have to repay a payday loan up to 30 days. And we're going to get in that in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, the mandatory kindergarten bill did not pass. Ethics overhaul did not pass. But it was the overhaul of the last overhaul they had on ethics. And distracted driving, remember the whole law that was going to keep you from being able to touch your cell phone at all while you were driving? That did not pass. So they are finished with regular session to come. It looks like a special session to deal with prison issues. That will be September or October in Montgomery. 7:38, we'll be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet residential architect Pete Vallis. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Pete Vallis loves designing homes. His business in Mobile is focused on nothing but homes. He's a passionate believer that homes not have symmetry, but balance. And he doesn't advertise. His customers keep coming back. And the only new clients he gets are referrals from previous clients. We talk architecture trends, gas lanterns, how air conditioning messed up classic home designs, his thoughts on the new roof of Notre Dame, and that windows, like people, should be taller than they are wide. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center accidents now at Tampa Drive and Jacksonville Drive. Also, Nevius and Bush Road. State troopers are clear. It's been a good ride so far from the 1065 split heading northbound from Airport and Spring Hill and 65 all the way up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock-Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 461-1USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly, and you at 343-0106. That's the text line, 343-0106. Also, check us out, fmtalk1065.com, where you can get top three stories of the day. Also, our weekday, weekend schedule, podcast, online opinion poll, all that going on the website. Check us out right now and check out Headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information on a story we have been following since late last month. Mobile police have made an arrest in a recent shooting. 30-year-old Marky Blevins was arrested last Friday night. He's accused of shooting a resident of a halfway house in downtown Mobile. He was booked into the Mobile County Jail Friday and is charged with assault second and discharging a gun into an occupied building. According to authorities, Blevins is believed to have started shooting at the victim inside of that halfway house before chasing him outside, where he continued to fire shots at him. The victim was hit several times and, thanks to a Good Samaritan, was taken to the hospital and did survive his injuries. You know, they may be on the opposite side when it comes to a big SEC ball game, but two students who attend the University of Alabama and Auburn University have joined forces to file a class action lawsuit against the makers of e-cigarettes. 19-year-old Elizabeth Ann Swearingen is a Montgomery resident who attends Alabama. Well, she became addicted to Juul at the age of 18. That's according to the lawsuit. And Auburn student John Thomas Via Peavy, who is 19 years old, says he became addicted at 17 years of age. Both claim the products, quote, prey on youth to recruit replacement smokers for financial gain. Swearingen says she was once an accomplished high school cross-country athlete and now has trouble breathing during the simplest of tasks. That's a direct quote, according to the lawsuit. And Peavy says, quote, he has experienced severe breathing problems after using Juul, including but not limited to severe chest congestion and decreased appetite. Both students said they unintentionally swallowed the e-liquid, which contains a nicotine. Lawsuit is seeking actual, compensatory, and consequential damages, saying the company has concealed the dangers of its e-cigarettes specifically to minors and specifically marketed toward them. The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court, and it lists Juul Labs, Inc., Altria Group, and Philip Morris USA as defendants. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, no. We're out of coffee again. Wait. Was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The divorce between Gulf Shores and the Baldwin County School District is official. As of Saturday, Gulf Shores has separated from the county, becoming an independent school system.
Symbolically really exciting for the city.
Absolutely, it is. But because it is, to be able to remove the portables and to be able to get the traffic flowing.
The first day of school in Gulf Shores is August 8th. Baldwin County schools begin August 14th. Crews battled a boat fire in Niceville Sunday evening. This happened at a marina right off Boggy Bayou. The fire is under investigation this morning. Police are investigating the death of a bicyclist in Pritchard. Authorities have not released the victim's name, but a suspect in the case has been charged. 70-year-old John King was booked into Mobile Metro Jail just before 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Police say he hit and killed a man riding on his bike on South Wilson Avenue near Hart's Fried Chicken. King was arrested and charged with felony DUI and vehicular homicide. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are going to pop.
I'm going to need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Golden State evens up the NBA Finals. Alabama softball gets oh so close to the College World Series Finals, and Auburn baseball with a stunning weekend. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the NBA playoffs, where last night the Golden State Warriors rallied in the second half to beat the Toronto Raptors 109-104, and even the NBA Finals at 1-1.
Golden State has tied the finals. What a gritty performance on the road.
Golden State's Andre Iguodala hit the game-clinching three-pointer with 6 seconds to play.
Iguodala puts up. It's good. Andre Iguodala drills it with 5.9 remaining. What a clutch shot from the veteran.
The Mobilian on Golden State's squad, DeMarcus Cousins, was inserted into the starting lineup in his second game since returning from a torn quad muscle. And Boogie delivered for the Warriors with 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists in the win. Kawhi Leonard had 34 points and 14 rebounds for the Raptors. They had won 5 games in a row since falling behind 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 3 and 4 will be in Oakland. The next one tips off at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. In the NHL playoffs, the Boston Bruins blasted the St. Louis Blues on Saturday night 7-2. The Bruins got ahead early with 3 first-period goals and 2 more in the second, taking a 5-1 lead into the third period. Boston defenseman Torrey Krug led all scorers with a goal and 3 assists. Patrice Bergeron scored the first of the game and added 2 more assists, earning his first Star of the Game award. Boston can win their 7th Stanley Cup with 2 more wins. Game 4 is in St. Louis tonight at 7 o'clock. In the NCAA Softball World Series, Alabama fought as hard as they could, but came up short of beating the Oklahoma Sooners twice in a row last night and put an end to the Crimson Tide season. Alabama lost to Oklahoma on Thursday 3-2, then fought their way through the loser's bracket over the weekend, beating Florida 15-3 and Arizona 2-0 on Saturday. Then yesterday, the Tide beat the Sooners 1-0 in extra innings, forcing an elimination game late last night. The Sooners would go on to win that game 7-3. Now Oklahoma will play UCLA in a best-of-3 series starting today. Oklahoma seeking their 3rd WCWS title in 4 years and their 4th championship this decade. UCLA has 12 national titles, but they haven't won since 2010. In the NCAA baseball regionals, the Auburn Tigers went undefeated over the weekend and upset Georgia Tech twice to advance to the Super Regionals. The Tigers crushed Coastal Carolina on Friday, had a walk-off 3-run homer to beat Tech late on Saturday night, and then beat the Yellow Jackets again yesterday 4-1 to advance. Auburn is one of 6 SEC teams to advance to the Super Regionals. They join LSU, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State. Auburn will face North Carolina in the best-of-3 Super Regional round that begins on Friday. In golf, Patrick Cantlay won the Memorial Tournament at Jack Nicklaus's course in Ohio with a score of 19 under par. Tiger Woods played great yesterday with a final round 5 under par. Unfortunately, he didn't shoot as well the rest of the weekend. Still finished tied for 9th at 9 under. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch picked up his series-leading 4th win of the season, finishing first in the Pocono 400 in Long Pond, Pennsylvania. The win is Busch's 55th career Cup Series win, which puts him in a tie for 9th on the NASCAR Cup Series victory list. Yesterday, Brad Keselowski finished 2nd, followed by Eric Jones in 3rd. And in boxing, a major upset with underdog Andy Ruiz Jr., knocking out heavyweight title holder Anthony Joshua in the 7th round. Ruiz was an 11-1 underdog when he entered the ring at Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. Standing 4 inches shorter than his opponent and with much more body fat around his waist, Ruiz survived a 3rd-round knockdown, knocked Joshua down twice later that round, and twice in the 7th round, the final fury putting an end to the fight. Joshua was the WBA, IBF, and WBO heavyweight champion and a massive favorite going into Saturday night's fight. Many were already lining up his next bout, hoping that he would meet WBC champion Deontay Wilder for a mega fight and title belt unifier. But with the first loss of Joshua's career coming in stunning fashion, all those plans are now on hold. And believe it or not, Ruiz, the first boxer of Mexican descent to win a heavyweight world title.
Heavyweight indeed.
Very heavy. It's 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center accidents clearing at Tampa Drive and Jacksonville Drive and Devious and Bush Road. State troopers are clear for now and they've got the regular delays from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, but no problems for now across the Bayway. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items, see them at SerpentsofBienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Heading for another hot one today, says Dr. Bill. High today, maybe 96. A little cool down by the weekend, and the later part of this week as rain moves back in the forecast. Get more on that coming up with Dr. Bill right after we check headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search is on this morning for a hit-and-run driver. The accident happened very close to a popular Alabama music festival. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency confirms that the accident happened just before 1 a.m. on Saturday near the Rock the South Music Festival in Cullman. They say, quote, the pedestrian is a 30-year-old white male from Cullman, and he is in stable condition at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. State troopers are working with the Cullman County Sheriff's Office to identify the vehicle and the driver. The Cullman Police Department says the victim was airlifted to the hospital for treatment. A recall is in effect, which may impact your lunch and or your dinner plans, as more than 95,000 pounds of Johnsonville sausages, which were ready to eat the flavor jalapeno cheddar smoked. Those sausage products are being recalled because they may be contaminated with hard green plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that the sausages affected by the recall were made and packaged on March 12th and 13th. The labels that you need to look out for are the packages with the 14-ounce film, the vacuum packages containing Johnsonville jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage with a best buy date of 06/09/2019. Also, look out for the establishment number, which is 34224. That's inside of the USDA inspection mark. The sausages were shipped nationwide and internationally. Well, a consumer did complain of hard green plastic inside of the product. That is why you're encouraged to check your fridge and your freezer. And if you purchase these Johnsonville sausages, you're urged to not eat them, but instead throw them away or return them. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hanging out with your buddies, having some sausages. Like, ma'am, tell them, what'd you put in there? Put some Sprite bottle in there, some hard green plastic. Doesn't that, you know, I was thinking about putting the cracked pepper or the jalapeno, but I figured, you know, pieces of Sprite bottle, you know, that'd be even better. You wonder why. You wonder why people are so interested in gardening, like all the questions Bill Finch gets, or fishing or hunting to acquire food. You know what? You know what doesn't get recalled?
Your own food.
Yeah, some red snapper you caught, or some a bass or a brim or something like that you're eating that doesn't get recalled. I mean, nothing against, you know, big operators, because not everybody could do that, and the resource couldn't sustain that. But you wonder why people get pushed into trying to, you know, do, can't do everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still have to be realistic. If you can't, you have other things to do with your life, you can't procure all your food all the time. But the more of it you can, and you know where it came from, and you know there's something satisfying. You go get some vegetables out of the garden, which, by the way, some of the pictures have come in. Tomatoes are just, y'all are killing me.
They're making me hungry.
Fantastic tomatoes. So I love working at a place where we get pictures on the text line of people's tomato crop. Mm-hmm. It lets me know I'm in the right place. But yeah, you know, a little, some fish you caught this weekend and some snapper and some tomatoes and something else out of the garden. I'm in, man.
Yeah, nothing safer or healthier than having your own food that you caught or grew.
Yes.
And you mentioned Bill Finch out in the gardening show every weekend. I've been listening to that more and more. You know, as a young homeowner trying to get my own garden going in the backyard, I have to listen to that. That's like the perfect thing for a first-time homeowner.
Which, and I, you know, I've yet to go. I got to come over and see which way. You get good sun in your backyard?
Yeah, pretty good sun.
Okay, I'm bringing the tiller over. We're going to start turning some dirt at your
All
house.
All right.
Hour number three of Mobile Mornings on the way. Love to hear from you at 343-0106.